everyone. Welcome to Hold My Pasties, Please. I'm your host, Layal. And today I have our producer, Chaz, joining me on the conversation. Welcome, Chaz.
What's up, guys?
Chaz is a little under the weather. He projectile vomited yesterday.
Well, we don't have to talk about it like that. But yeah, it was not a pleasant experience. I haven't vomited in years, actually, and I don't miss it at all. So yeah.
Nobody misses vomiting. If you see his face right now, he looks like so thrilled.
I'm already pale, so this is just making it that much worse.
It's like a ghost. All right, guys. So today we have a lot of fun stuff to talk about. We're going to talk about my obsession with Gary Vee that has developed, and it's a little concerning. We're also going to talk about some of the things he talks about, which is the future of Facebook and Instagram ads, how to deal with friends who are not maybe on the same page as you with your startup. We're going to also talk about my little B2B sales experience with trying to get my pasties into boutiques. We'll talk about that after. All right. Before that, so Chaz, what kind of November are we going to have?
It's going to be a very busy November. Probably one of the busiest months we've had. But yeah, we've had a lot of cool stuff coming up. And I'm actually pretty excited, even though it's going to be so packed. So
yeah, we're super excited about we're going to be vending at Cirque Noir. So Cirque Noir is going to be having their Scorpion event November 10th. You guys have to go.
I've never actually been to one of these events, but I've heard only amazing things about it.
Oh, I didn't know you've never been.
Yeah, I've never actually been. So, but a really good friend of mine from Dallas, whenever he was here, you know him, Tyler, he's gone to two of them now, and he's absolutely infatuated. Like, he loves it. So now he comes down from Dallas every time that they're having a Cirque Noir event. So that right there should be proof enough that if you're not there, I don't know where the hell you're going to be at.
Yeah, Cirque, I've been going for years and years and years to their events. They've been doing this for a while. Caviar, the founders, actually used to be my neighbor like forever ago. So you guys mark your calendars, November 10th.
We'll give everybody a little rundown. What is it real quick?
Cirque.
Yeah. Because this is like an underground warehouse situation that happens.
Yeah, they change the location all the time. They
it's do like, what, 3 year, 4 year, something like that?
Something like that, yeah. They do a few a year.
It's pretty rare.
They change it up. They have, they always have cool dancers, art. It's a show. It's an event. It's not just like a concert or hearing, you know, a DJ. It's like a whole experience, which is really nice. And I feel like it's like bringing Burning Man to Houston. And just for our listeners, if you're not from Houston, it is in Houston. But hopefully one day you can come. The tickets are sold on Eventbrite. So I'll be sure to have a link on the website, on one of my upcoming blogs.
And as far as I understand right now, the location is still secret, right?
Yes.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Cool vibes.
Yeah. It just changes it up. Something cool. Something different to do.
For sure.
So you guys should check it out. All right. So let's start with this funny story. You guys, I want to tell you guys a tale. Chaz didn't come with me. It was this past Saturday. So I went with one of my friends who has really... he has a lot of experience with sales. I am not the best when it comes to selling things. So anyways, we went to Rise Village to try to talk to some of the boutique owners because I'm going to be selling my pasties in boutiques because now we have our legit packaging. So we go into one boutique and the girl's like really friendly and chatty. And then my friend introduces me and she's like, oh, wait, you're Layal? I know you. And I was like, okay, cool. And I was assuming, like, I thought she would just be like, oh, like from Cafe Layal, which happens all the time.
All the time.
All the time. No, she's like, you know, my mom. And I was like, well, who's your mom? And so she's, I'm not going to say a name, but this lady who, this is not going to go
well. Hard to slip out there.
So she actually was my dad's side person while he was married to my mother for
Lady of the Night
for 10 years.
For 10 years. Lady of the Night for 10 years.
And
wow.
I was just like, oh, cool. And she's like super nice. We're just chatting. She's like, yeah, I'm going to tell Lady to, like, you know, we have to sell your pasties here. This, you know, me and this girl had never met. She's a bit younger than me, but I'm, you know, we knew about each other, I guess.
She's your dad's lady of the decade.
So anyway, so we're chatting and like, I was like, okay, yeah, whatever. No big deal. I mean,
kind of a big deal.
It's just funny. It's just funny that that's how it happened.
It is funny that you ran into her like that, yeah.
But hey, that, you know, I'm probably going to sell pasties there.
Yeah.
Because, like, it wasn't an issue with us. Like, we can't control what our parents do.
I know.
And this was so long ago, you guys. Like, so fucking long ago. It's just funny. So I leave with Saeed, and he's like, well, how do you know her? And I was like, and I just had to blurt it out. Like, I barely know him, but mind you. He's, like, helping me with, you know, selling and, like, just things, SEO and just random stuff that, like, I don't know how to do. We've hung out, like, 3 times, and he's just, I was like, okay, I have to tell you. Like, this is how I know her. He was like, what? What the hell?
That's so funny.
He's like, well, she was nice. I'm like, yeah.
He was probably caught off guard by that for sure.
Yeah. I don't know. I just couldn't hold it. Like, things just come out. So that was cool. So I feel like that kind of ties in. Like, that's me grinding and hustling and trying to, like, get my pasties in and, you know, running into, like, my dad's ex's whatever children. So I'd like to talk a bit about Gary Vee.
So I've actually heard this guy from you for the first time within the last week. And he's actually really entertaining, number one.
He's so energetic.
Yeah, extremely energetic. I wish I had his energy.
I wish you had it right now.
But everything he says is, like, it's real talk. It's, like, no bullshit. Like, he does not fluff anything that he says.
No.
Yeah.
Like, no filter. So for those of our listeners who don't know who Gary Vee is, he's an investor, serial entrepreneur, author, speaker, and an internet personality. So I binge listened to him, like, all of last week. I was kind of, like, at a place of, like, man, like, I'm caring about all these different things, but then I'm, like, not giving two shits about all these other things. So I felt like I needed some inspiration and just kind of, like, to make sure I'm not completely crazy. If you're into Facebook ads and Instagram ads, he talks about that and how it's super underpriced and the internet's underpriced right now. And in the future, it will not be free anymore. And it won't be $4 a click. It will be like $80 a click. And we'll be, you know, having to compete with BMWs of the world. And, like,
it's already starting.
Right.
Because when you scroll through your Instagram feed, you're already seeing
big companies that would have never
huge
done that.
Companies. Yeah.
Right. Because
pouring money into advertisements.
Because commercials
and
are
they're
dead
running
and
the
dead.
Price up. Seriously, yeah. They are.
It's slowly getting more expensive. And the algorithms are always changing. So it's something you always have to be on top of. So it's just a good podcast to keep up to date with. Even if you're not doing e-commerce or, like, selling anything, really. It's just the future is the internet. And it's just really important. Like, he talks about how a big one, Toys R Us. Like, why did they go out of business? They shouldn't have gone out of business. They didn't, you know, they didn't change things up. They didn't grow. They outsourced to Amazon. People got used to buying toys from Amazon. You know, that's kind of alarming. Like, that was stupid. Or, like, for example, Blockbuster, they thought people enjoyed going to the store and renting. They thought that people enjoyed the experience, and their study actually said people enjoyed running into their neighbors. Do you enjoy running into your neighbors ever?
No. So, first of all, Redbox put them out of business alone, and then Netflix really did the business to them, so.
Yeah.
And then look at the age we're in now, right? Everything's streaming.
Yeah. So those are, like, really interesting things that he just gets you thinking, right?
Yeah. So that's the point. It's like, adapt, be aware of the technologies or whatever that you're in of the time, and make sure that you're adapting to it and learning.
Right. You just got to keep learning. And, like, he's making it cool to hustle and, like, not expect things, you know, I was supposed to be this, like, big doctor, or I was supposed to, like, have this company, or this is supposed to work out. No, he, like, makes it cool to, like, hustle and work hard and, like, not, you know, you don't need that vacation. You don't need to pay for that watch. You don't need to, like, these are, like, things he's actually said. I'm, like, repeating what he says because I probably just keep listening to him so much that I'm gonna start talking like him. So yeah. And then also, you shouldn't think anything's beneath you. Right. So, like, when you start a business, you're, like, you know, bootstrapping it. So you might, like, have these little odd jobs just to help you, you know, keep going before you have investors and that sort of thing. And he makes it, like, okay and normal, and people shouldn't, like, frown upon it or be afraid of it. Another thing that really resonates with us right now, he's all about, like, he goes on crazy rants about firing friends and family members. So if somebody is negative or not supporting you, or they're just being lazy or not growing, or just the energy is negative, he's just like, yeah, gotta drop them.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And be around like-minded people, because it makes such a fucking difference.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. Just
those,
like,
are energy drains, is what it is. They're right. They're suckers.
I've heard that them called energy vampires.
There you go. Yeah, I think I've heard you say that on another episode.
I don't know. Somebody told me that.
Yeah. Maybe. But I mean, it's the truth. Have you ever been around somebody that's negative and you just kind of notice that you become tired being around them, or you tend to go in circles trying to talk to them about things? That's the kind of person we're talking about. They're sucking the energy from you and they're not on the same page as you. So minimize your time with people like that.
Right. Because you want to be around people that you can, who will encourage you,
right,
and help you, and like want to help you grow, and like people, and okay, like for me, for example, I've really thought, like, reevaluated who I was friends with for such a long time. I've realized that I've had a lot of really beneficial friends who, if I wasn't like able to just be the wing girl or the wing woman and just go along with what they wanted, like they had no use for me, right?
Yeah.
So they just wanted to get the net, hang out with the group who got them a bottle or a table or a nice vacation, or, and that's cool, but it's like, for how long do you fucking do that stuff?
Yeah.
But then when I like have a company, it's not that interesting anymore, or I'm not interesting. So it's just like, if they're not adding value and you're not talking about anything of substance, like maybe you need to like not be around those friends. And they don't understand it because they're not paying for anything themselves and they're not building anything themselves.
Yep. I agree.
And that's draining. Mm-hmm. Being like, hey, I'm really stressed out about, you know, paying for this product for my company, and, you know, I'm worried about this investor, or like, what, you know, I'm coordinating like five things. And they're just like, oh man, like my nail's broken. Or so-and-so broke up with me. Let me be sad about it. And like the world's over for like 2 weeks and then I'm fine. Like,
get over that shit. Grow the fuck up.
It's draining. Like, I'm drained already talking about it.
Yeah.
Another, like, and then he talks about like not talking to family members. That's pretty fucking harsh. Like, I mean, I'm like the queen of dropping people, even if they're family, and it's awful. But at the same time, like, he has a point. He's like, his thing is, it's selfish for your parents to like make you do things just to make them happy.
Yeah.
Because it's your life. So, yep. You guys, it's your life. So those are just a few, like, I guess, basic mantras, in a way, of just what he talks about all the time.
Of the Gary Vee persuasion?
Yeah.
It's definitely worth listening to. He's very entertaining.
Can't stop listening.
Yep.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I feel like I'm giving my own examples. Chaz, do you have any examples?
No. He's got that total growth mindset, though, and I love that.
The what?
The growth mindset.
Growing. Always growing. Yeah. Always learning.
Yeah. He definitely does not believe in, you know, oh, you figured it out, like, just chill now. No, he's like, always, all right, you've succeeded at this, now it's time to fucking move on to something else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really digestible information. Like, it's so easy to just listen. His energy is like super out there, and
yeah,
it makes you think about the future and makes you want to keep learning and growing and like all that good stuff, which, you know, anybody you hang out with should do. But all right, guys, thank you so much for listening. We're going to wrap it up. Chaz looks like he wants to kill
me. I've got homework. I got shit to do.
All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out at Hold My Pasties, Please, and buy our pasties. Bye.
Later.